I'm Ross Reynolds. It's The Record on KUOW. Yesterday, a week after recreational pot stores opened in Washington, state officials finally came out with the rules for edible marijuana products. Among them, no products will be allowed that appeal especially to children. Brian Smith is a spokesperson with the Washington State Liquor Control Board. They oversee marijuana sales.
We have to differentiate between what a child might like and what an adult might like. Oftentimes they're the same things, but we're talking about things that are especially. So it could be things like cotton candy. These are things that are on the market today. So we will review those and we will let folks know within 2 days whether their product and label have been approved. The other two things are really about consumer safety. We are requiring that every edible product be scored per the serving size. So if there are, say, 10 servings in a particular product, they have to be scored in 10 different ways so the consumer clearly knows how much a serving is. And three, we're ensured that the product is homogenized, meaning that the THC content is uniform throughout the product.
And we've heard so much about the THC content in marijuana today being much higher than it used to be. So these are probably not your grandfather's pot brownies that you might be tucking into. Roger Rothman is an expert on marijuana use. He's professor emeritus at the University of Washington. We asked him what it means to be safe with edibles. He talked to KUOW's Marcy Silman.
Well, first of all, you know, you need to know whether or not you're in danger. Let's suppose you're pregnant. Let's suppose that you have cardiovascular disease. Let's suppose there's a history of schizophrenia in your family.
Wow.
You need to know about those things because you could be at risk, much greater risk than people without those disease profiles of using marijuana, whether it's in an edible or in a smokable or a form or a vapor.
Is it going to affect me differently if I eat it than if I smoke it?
Well, the delay of onset is one key thing. So if you smoke it, of course, the lungs are rich with blood supply and your brain is going to find itself changing from THC and the other compounds very quickly. If you eat it, it needs to pass through the gastrointestinal tract in order to get into the bloodstream.
Does that dilute the impact of it or enhance it?
It slows it down. It may also prolong it over a longer period of time. You can assume, because nothing is happening when you're eating a marijuana product, nothing has happened in the first 15 minutes, the first half hour, maybe the first hour, may assume, well, I haven't had enough. In fact, your body is in the process of absorbing the chemical compounds in what you have eaten, and the effect is on its way.
Are there particular environments that, for people who are going to indulge in this, that you would recommend over others, given that they're all legal?
If you're a novice user, try it out at a place that's fairly calm rather than a wild bar or a concert, or, you know, where the stimulation is going to be way amped up. Be around somebody else who's more experienced as a marijuana smoker, who can perhaps help you to interpret what you are experiencing, and perhaps help reassure you if you begin to find yourself experiencing some anxiety.
Roger, thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure.
Roger Rothman, professor emeritus at the University of Washington, with some advice on dealing with edible marijuana. His latest book is called Marijuana Nation. You can hear an interview with him about his history in this, which goes back to the Vietnam War, at KUOW.org. Roger Rothman spoke with our colleague, Marcy Silman. Yesterday, the state came out with new rules for marijuana edibles, but don't look for them anytime soon. They're not likely to hit store shelves until late August at the earliest. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.